I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom.
Welcome, everybody. It's Thursday. We're on the tail end of the week, thank God. The parade of horribles continues. We'll talk about some of them today. Folks, my name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If watching is more your thing, don't worry. We got you covered. You can find myself, my fabulous guests, my amazing folks that help put the show on the air in the booths today. It's Jess P.S. You can find us at Civic Media's YouTube channel and, of course, on Instagram, X, and the Book of Faces at Maggie Dawn Show, and watch us all and participate that way. I've got a great co-host back finally in the chair
back
with
finally.
Me.
Yep.
Tom Paulsowitz. Yes, welcome back, Tom. Two-time congressional candidate, a Navy veteran, a small business owner, and an overall really reasonable, nice man. I'm always happy to have you with me, Tom. Welcome back. Thoughts on these first, it's not even a full 3 weeks of Trump 2.0, I know.
Right. Feels like years. I think the big thing for me, taking a step back and trying to sift through what's real and what's not real, is it feels like the Republicans in Congress have given the keys to cutting to the White House. One, so they don't have to take responsibility for it. They don't have to vote on it. And then two, it's exactly what they wanted to happen. I mean, Project 2025 is being, the playbook's being run.
Yep.
And I can't remember who said, like, you don't, I think it was Tim Walz who said, you don't create a playbook with unless you want to
intend to use it. Yes.
Right. And so it's true. And I think bigger picture, though, is there's so much chaos. And I think I'm mostly disappointed in the Democrat response when it comes to the legal side.
Yeah.
It feels like we're behind.
Yep.
And that's just where my brain's at right now.
It's funny that you mentioned those things, because now I'm starting my show with a few quick things, because every day there's so much noise, much crap going on. My few quick things this morning, this afternoon, excuse me. I don't even know what time of day it is, Tom. There's so much going on. My few quick things today include these items. First, apparently Roger Goodell and the NFL have solved all of the racism problems, because right. Goodell has now scrubbed the phrase "end racism" from all of the NFL uniforms and helmets. They're going with "choose love" instead. I guess they're bending a knee to Donald Trump as well. Your
I don't
thoughts
understand.
On
I right. Right. I guess choose love is less offensive than ending racism. I don't know. I mean, it's just it's bizarre. But I read that. And, you know, I think Philadelphia had end racism on their goalposts and Kansas City had choose love. And I think they just decided to go with one is the way the NFL described it.
That's but the
I
had spin. The same,
that's the spin. I had the exact same reaction. Like, why would you take that off? Because I guess we're in a post-racism world.
And we're going to, that kind of ties in even saying the word racism. Tom, you and I are going to have a discussion today about, okay, let's talk about the First Amendment. Let's talk about what censorship is in this new MAGA 2.0 accelerating environment. And so we're going to come back to that, folks. Put a pin in your mind right there. Quick thing number two this afternoon is that a federal judge has halted Donald Trump's buyout offer to federal employees. Corey, what this means, reporting was that some 40,000 plus employees had responded to this email that one of Musk's minions had executed once they took over sensitive servers, and said that, yes, they'd leave in exchange for getting paid for 8 months for not working, which, again, not really a thing in government. We don't do this. Your reaction, this sort of gets to your point about what are Democrats doing from a legal perspective to push back. Here again, yet another federal judge stepping in to say this is not legal.
This is crazy. But I think two things here. One is you know, just cutting the workforce, sure, it saves money, but they still have an obligation to whatever that administration part of whatever they're doing, that still has to get done. And I would be looking around as a worker going, wait a minute, am I going to be the only one left? Like, do I have to do everybody else's job? I mean, it's crazy to think that you would do it this way. I had actually read today that they had just pushed out the date to next Monday. So it was still potentially going to happen. But it also goes back to the purse strings and where is Congress in this? And I have not heard one peep from anybody in Congress or Senate saying that they are against this or for it, or they're just letting it happen.
Do you mean Republicans? Because Tim Kaine got on the floor last week and said,
I'm talking
don't,
Republicans.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Although MSNBC, I was just reading as we were walking in here, quoted an unnamed, of course, didn't want to go on the record with this, an unnamed Republican saying something along the lines of, well, of course, a whole bunch of stuff, things that Donald Trump is doing and these executive orders and these actions, of course, they're illegal, but I don't mind it one bit. Let's just keep going, torch the whole thing. Quick thing number three this morning. We are about, I think we just entered our number 26 of the Democrats in the Senate filibustering continuous debate over Trump's nominee of Russell Vogt to head up the Office of Management and Budget. It was the OMB from whence this insane memo that basically proposed to, I don't know, stop all federal spending, maybe? But maybe if it just used the word race or woman or transgender, we're not exactly sure. And then they took it back, but not really. Yeah, Russell Vogt is the guy that Trump wants to run the OMB. He, of course, was one of the primary drivers and authors of Project 2025. He's a burn the entirety of government down sort of a dude, very controversial. Tom, your reactions to quick thing number three, and then I'll give folks my take on it.
I don't understand how it's even remotely effective, besides just, you know, filibustering a vote that's going to happen anyways that you're going to lose. I'm more disappointed in the rest of the confirmations that have been happening.
This is the problem, right, Tom? Like, it's the OMB guy, this job that no Americans really know anything. That's the one where you're like, you know what? I'm going to get up and debate for 3 hours. Like, Democrats, how about the the RFK Jr. guy?
RFK, right.
How
Tulsi
about
Gabbard,
the Cash Patel?
Bondi,
yes,
right.
Come on.
Well, this goes on and on.
And apparently, there are no more reasoned conservatives anywhere in Congress in either of the chambers. Susan Collins gone, Lisa Murkowski, all bending a knee right alongside Roger Goodell.
Well, they've all been told they're either on board or they're off board and they're going to lose their next election. You know, and when you have the richest man in the world behind the scenes with all the money they need in order to primary any of these people, you know, we're at the level, this is, you know, through history, we've never been in this place where one person with so much money has had so much ability to change the way we do government and possibly get rid of democracy. And that's where we sit today.
Yeah, I've got a little think piece I've been writing. And the title of it is, there's no mandate, right? And no mandate, not only by the numbers, if you just do the math, but also no mandate for what's actually happening right now. Every single person, myself included, I believe in more efficient and effective government.
Absolutely.
And listen, there's a concept called basically zeroed out budgeting, where in a government entity, you reduce all department budgets, all their line items to zero. You got to prove up every expenditure. This is what it does. Here's how I'm metricing it. Here's how I'm going to prove if it's working. You know, you can take these different approaches. I think a lot of us, even those that disapprove of Trump, would say, if Elon Musk came in with a genuine and good faith approach to trying to audit and find these weaknesses in some of these enormous government programs, most Americans for that.
Please.
That ain't what this is.
No.
And the fact, we're going to talk about how do we know if it's working today. That's one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about.
Right.
Because, we want it to be more efficient and effective. How do we tell? Or do we just take Elon Musk's word for it, right? Like this.
Exactly.
This is scary. Folks, my special guest co-host, you're going to find him here every Thursday with me. His name is Tom Paulswitz. I like to call him one of the most reasonable guys in politics. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. You can join this one at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. So we got done with my three quick things. Every day, yes. Got to do the quick things because there's so very much
so
happening.
Much.
They also serve, I think, Tom, as a good place setter for some of our topics today. Everybody, Tom's going to be with me through the whole show. We're going to get to some sports later on in the show. Got to have a little comic or at least a political relief this afternoon. But the three things that we're going to talk about are, what is free speech really, right? Like, what does it necessitate? What's its role in democracy? What is censorship? That's going to bridge into a discussion amongst Tom and I about how do we know it's working? And what is the metric? How do we know if government's becoming more efficient or if we're just eliminating entire swaths of government and not even knowing if the results are a net negative or plus for middle class regular folks? Last and certainly not least, if we can get there, we're going to talk about the local impacts of Donald Trump's approach to immigration, what I'm going to call like the ethnic cleansing that is now going on courtesy of Donald Trump and ICE. What does that mean for you, your family, your pocketbook, the few core industries in Wisconsin, agriculture, manufacturing, tourism? We're going to talk about all of that and so much more. Again, be sure to join our great conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We got John from Madison. You're hopping in. Thanks, John, for calling. Say hi to Tom. What do you got this afternoon for us?
Well, I'm trying to come to some sort of a feeling about Donald Trump, and I have the feeling that he should be called what he is, a criminal, and we shouldn't let him get away with what he is doing. And we should say that this is what criminals allow. He is a criminal. What did he have? 34 counts against him? I don't know.
Yes.
But anyway, I mean.
We got to take a quick little step away. John, thanks so much for calling. Yes, he is a convicted felon. Period. Full stop.
Convicted felon.
He can't sue me over that one because it's a fact.
It's true.
Subject to appeal. We're going to take care of a little bit of business. Be right back with Tom Paulswitz. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Freedom.